Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Paul and Barnabas encounter troubles while preaching the gospel. First, some try to stone them, and then later others believe that they are gods. And we often hear about ways the early Christians suffered for the gospel. But today's readings from Acts of the Apostles speaks of a different kind of challenge. Paul and Barnabas tried preaching to people who thought they were gods, and they tried to teach them, treat them as such. And despite this temptation, they stay true to Christ and to fulfill their mission of preaching in his name and not their own. So despite suffering and temptation, Paul and Barnabas kept the faith. The image that kept coming to me while I was praying over this passage is the statue that's often used in Curcio. It's a statue of Jesus without hands and feet. And the message is that you and I and all of us are to be Jesus's hand and feet, to do the will of the Father. And that is true. And yet the temptation can be that we also take on the body. But our mission is to do the will of the Father through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And suffering, we can also suffer in preaching of the gospel and trying to live a gospel life, especially when it's rejected by our family. And that can be very challenging. And so we can experience suffering and temptation in preaching the gospel. And yet we can be absolutely certain that just in the gospel, we heard Jesus say that he'll send the Holy Spirit upon us. And so if we keep the faith like Paul and Barnabas and remember that not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory, even through those temptations, we can be filled with great joy. God bless.